from Zion of an Aleph, two dots at the bottom. The Mishnah says that if you chayiv misa bidei adam and a knas, so you don't get both, you don't pay the knas because of the pasuk im asun yiya anosh yanesh, only im lo yiya asun, then anosh yanesh, but if there's asun, then you don't pay money if the woman dies. Mar says the homi hocha nafka mehosum nafka kedei rishaso mishum risha achas atomechayvo viyatomechayvo mishum shtei rishayos. Learn from a different pasuk that you don't get two onshim for the same crime from kedei rishaso. So from there I learned you don't get two separate onshim, one risha, not two. So Mar says no chadav miso mamon, the limud from im asun im lo yiya asun, that's to tell me that when there's misa and mamon, you don't pay mamon, you get the misa. Kim levid rab mine. The chad of a malchus and mamon. And the kedei rishaso, that's talking about malchus and mamon. That if you get malchus, you also don't pay mamon. Or in certain cases where you pay mamon, you don't get the malchus. Utsrichan, you need both cases. You wouldn't learn one from the other. Diashmin and miso mamon mishum diikur ibud nisham. Right, by misa and mamon, I would say the reason over there that you don't pay the mamon and you get the misa because of misa, the guy's dying, so that's enough to take off the onish of the mamon. Of a malchus of mamon delekid ibn neshama imalo, but by malchus where you're not dying, so maybe there you can get two punishments. Therefore, you need the pasuk kedei rishaso, only one punishment, not two. The yashmina malchus of mamon, if it only have the case of kedei rishaso. That's because the isser is not so chamor, so you only get one punishment. But by misa and mamon, where it's more chamor, maybe there you should get two punishments. That's why you need both cases. Rashi, mishum deika ibud neshama, yesh kan onish chamor. The dayo bekach iman shasol abed neshama lehorik. By misa and mamon, the misa is so chomer that it can take away the mamon, right? Or it's counted as if you did the mamon too because the misa is so chomer. But malchus isn't so chomer, maybe it doesn't take away the chiyuv mamon. Eimalo, ein ze onish yaseiru v'lavid beitarte. Right? But I think that's not a double punishment because the malchus is not so severe and the malchus and mamon together make up one punishment. The lo chomri surei lo over avera chamura v'dayu she'te'anshu on the shechot. And if we'd only have the case of malchus and mammon, I'd say you didn't do such a serious avera, so you only get one punishment. But when you did something that's chayiv misa, that's a much more serious avera, you get two punishments. Kamash malan, no, misa and mammon also, you only get misa, not mammon. Ulu Reb Meir de Amr loko mishali, right, tarte lomali. According to Reb Meir holds you do get malchus and pay. So you can't say you need one from malchus and mammon and one from misa and mammon, because malchus and mammon taka, you don't learn from there. So why, according to Reb Meir, do you need two psukim? Chad of a misa mammon, the chad of a misa malchus. You know, you need two psukim, one for where misa comes together with mammon, and the other where misa comes together with malchus. And in both cases, you're pater from the smaller onish. Utrichen, you need both of them. Diyash, mina misa mammon, Mishum dechada begufa vechada bimamona lo avdina. Right? If I would only have the pasuk to tell me that you don't pay mamon where you get a chiyuv misa, because that's called two onshim, because one's in your body and one's in your money, so it's two separate onshim. Therefore, you don't get it. But aval misa malchus diidi viidi begufa ema misa arichtahi venavid be. But if they only had one pasuk, I would say that misa and malchus, you get both, because they're both in your body, and it's just one long onish. It's not two separate onshim. You start with the malchus, which is like a beginning of killing the guy, and then you finish off killing him. So it's all one punishment. The yashmina miso malchus. If you only had the pasuk of misa and malchus, the tarte begufe lo avdina. Right, two things in one body, you don't do two onshim in the same body, so you don't get malchus and misa, just the misa. Aval misa mamon dechada begufei dechada mamonei ema navid be. But if you have the case where there's misa and mamon, maybe since you're not doing it in the same body, it's not called two onshim. It's two separate onshim. One's misa and one's mamon, and they're in two different things. One's in a person's money, one's in his body. So I might think there you do give him both. Tzricha, therefore you need both psukim. So according to the Chachamim, Tosa says, the Rabbanan, where do they know Malkus and Momon and Misa and Malkus? They learn from the same pasuk, Kedei Rishasa. Right? Because over there, Risha Achas, they don't learn this Tzrichusa. So they have one pasuk for Malkus and Momon, and one pasuk for Misa and Malkus and Momon. Okay, Rashi, no Rashi. Okay, next pasuk, new pasuk. Where also it seems to say you don't give somebody two different punishments. What do we need this for? The lo sikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach lomali. Right, don't take money from a person who murders. Right, what do you need that pasuk for? Right, lechora, of course you don't take money. Last now we take don't take money and kill him. We never do two punishments. We already know we don't do two punishments. No, there's a different pshat. There, the Torah says, don't take money as ransom and potter him from killing. Kill him, and don't take money in its place. Not don't take money also with the killing. Another pasuk. Don't take money and put a person in galus. Lomali, what are you in that pasuk for? You don't do two punishments. Mar says, no, Domrachmana, lo sishkol mamona mine, the sifterim in galus. So the pasuk is not telling you, don't send him to galus and take money. It's don't take money instead of sending him to galus. Utrei koyomali, why do I need two psukim? One that you can't ransom yourself from Nisa through money. And the other ones you can't ransom yourself from Ore Mikla through money. Why do you need two psukim? Chad b'shogeg v'chad b'mezid. Right, one is talking, right, obviously b'shogeg by Miklat, and the other one's talking b'mezid where you get misa, tzrichin. You need both. Diashmina mezid mishum dechomri suret. The reason that you can't ransom yourself with money and not get a misa's basin because you did a very serious aveira, so the money's not going to be enough to take the place of the misa. Avol shogeg de lo chomri suret, but by shogeg, right, where you didn't do such a chomer isser, it's only b'shogeg, so you killed somebody b'shogeg. So there, maybe I might think that ransoming money can take the place of Ari Miklat. The Ashmin is shogeg mishum deleka ibn neshama. Right, if I had the case of shogeg alone, right, you're not going to kill somebody. So what's it called? So better to what's it called? Not take the money and let him go to Ari Miklat. But avol mezid ik even neshama. But by mezid, where somebody's being killed, now that you're going to kill this guy, maybe it's better to take the money, and this way a nefesh b'Yisrael won't have to be killed. Eimalo tzricha. That's why you need two psukim: one that money can't take the place of ari mikla, and that money can't take the place of a chiyuv misas based in. Let's see Rashi till here. Let's see, yeah, Rashi. Lo sichu kofer mashman nami im targenu out lo sani shenu amam. The Gemara in the beginning thought the pasuk meant don't take money and kill him also. So why do you need a pasuk? We know you never take two punishments. The Gemara says no, it means don't take money instead of killing him. Dom rachman shnu yehuda mashaninan. The Torah says this, lav lashminan de lo savid beitarte el lashminan bechiyub misa levada shelo yifte b'mamam. That where a person's chayiv misa, you shouldn't let him ransom himself with money. Lo sikhu kofer lanus, kosol kadaitech, lo savid beitarte, lo horeg bishogeg golus umamet. The havamina was that the pasuk's telling me, don't take money from him also in addition to sending him to Ari Mikla. Mara says, no, it's talking in taking money instead of sending him to Ari Mikla. That you can't do. Tzriche, and you need both cases. Don't take money and not kill him. The mezid, and don't take money and not send him to Ari Mikla b'shogeg. Utzriche diashon mezid de lo lifrok nafshi b'mamon havei amina mishum dechomri surei. Since you did such a serious sin, therefore you can't ransom yourself with money. You have to be killed. Avo b'shogeg lifrok nafshi b'mamon migolus, but golus is not such a serious sin. So maybe there the money can take the place of the golus. Diashmin shogeg de mishum de ein b'galus ibad neshama. Sending the guy to Gaulus, you're not killing him. So maybe there, that's why, what's it called, you have to send him to Gaulus and not take money. but lahachi lo the liftere b'mamon el ligle. Aval mezi mishum ibn neshama emer nishkol mamon nevekayim nefesh miyisrael. But by chiyu beis, then maybe we should say, let's not kill the guy. Let's save him, and let him pay money, so in order not to have to kill another person aside from the guy who was murdered. Okay, next pasuk. Merzing says also similar thing. The pasuk seems to say that you don't give two punishments, and we already know you never give two punishments. So what's the pasuk talking about? La'aretz lo yechupar ledam asher shufach bo ki im bedam shofcho. Right, Torah says b'feirish that the only way that the victim gets kapara is that Eretz Yisrael gets kapara from the aveira or the tumah that's created by Ritzicha is by killing the rotzeach. Lomali, what do I mean that pasuk for? We already know that there's no other way except killing him. You can't take money to ransom him or whatever. Miboyle lechaditanya. Need if there's some following case. Menayin shim nisarfa egla. The achakach nimtza hahoreg. Menayin shein poter noso. Right, the case like this. You had a person found dead. Murdered. You don't know who the murderer is. So you bring an egla rufa. And that's mechaper until you find the murderer. What happens now? You're ready, what's it called? We're nisarith the egla, right? You went through the process of egla rufa, and then you found the murderer. So how do I know that since it's mechaper, so you don't kill the murderer anymore? Menayin shein poter noso, shenemer la'oretz lo yechuper la'dama sheshupach ba, you have to kill the murderer. Even if there already was an egla rufa, that only helps as long as you don't know who the murderer is. Once you find out who the murderer is, you have to kill him. It doesn't, the egla rufa doesn't potter him from being killed. That's what that pasuk tells me. She, ki im bedam shofcho, velo b'pinyin mom and lomali. For the Gemara had the Havamina that it means you must kill him and don't ransom him. I already have a pasuk that says that. Milo siku kofer nafka. Shane poltron also lomar kvar nischaper ba'odo sothik shoha egla mechaperis ala sothik. I shouldn't think that the egla is already mechaper on this murder and therefore you don't kill the murderer. No. The egla only helps as long as it's sothik. Similar to a oshim tolui. Person's over a possible iser kares. But he's not sure. Right? So what's it called? He ate one of two things, and one of them was chaylev, and one of them was shuman, and he's not sure which one he ate. So he brings an oshim toldi. If later on he finds out that the one that he ate was chaylev, he has to bring a chatas. The oshim toldi only helps as long as it's a sothik. Once we know for sure, you need a different korban. Same thing over here. The egla rufa only helps as long as we don't know who the murderer is. Once we know who the murderer is, you have to kill him. Okay, next pasuk. The ato tevayer hadam hanoki mikirbecha lomali. Another pasuk, right? Make sure that you eradicate or what's it called, the one who took the innocent blood from amongst you, right? Right. The take nekama, take revenge for the innocent blood that was spilled. So we already know that you have to kill the guy. We know that you can't take money instead. We know the egla rufa doesn't help. If you know the murderer is, what do you know the pasuk to tell me? Make sure you kill him. Miboy aleich l'detani. Need it for the following. Menayin l'mumosim b'sayif shehu minat zavar. How do you know that the misa of sayif is that you cut the guy's head off? Talmud lomer the ato tevoyer hadam hanoki mikrabecha hukshu kol shof chedomim le'egla rufa. Right. It says that the way that you get rid of the murderer, right, even if you already made the egla rufa, is what's it called? That's getting rid of the murderer. So what's it called? It's makish the murderer and his punishment to egla rufa. Puts them together. Mala hala minatzaver avshol chedol minatzaver. Just like what's it called? Egla rufa is by cutting off the head of the egla. So too, the misa of sayif, which is for a murderer, is by cutting off his head. Imalahalam bekopitzim imul orif akan bekopitzim orif. So that's the case. Then maybe you should do it exactly like egla rufa, where you cut it off on the back of the neck with a hatchet. Maybe that's the way that you give sayif, by cutting the guy's head off with a hatchet from the back. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Omer Krov, Yohafta Riacha Kamocha, Borlo Misa Yothen. It says, Yohafta Riacha Kamocha, Zig Shail over here, Lachora of Yahavtar Akamah is only Riach of the Torah mitzvahs. A Rasha, you're not Mechuyev to love. This guy's a Rasha. Because he, what's it called? He's obviously Chayiv Misa for killing somebody, but amazing. But the thing is that once he gets his Onish, he's already not a Rasha anymore, like Malkus, the Nikla Achicha. So at the same time you're killing him, he's already now Reacha because of the Onish. So they're boing ka'achas. Therefore, there's an inyan of Yahavtar Racha Kamocha. Even the way you kill somebody should be done. If you have a nice way of doing it and a not nice way, right, chopping a guy's head off with from the back of the neck with a hatchet is more painful because you don't get to the simonim till you get through the whole neck. But cutting his head off with a sword from the front is more painless, right, and much more insulting or whatever. So therefore, even the way you kill somebody, you have to take in the cheshbon of you have to recha kamocha. So therefore, but how do we know that bechlal, maybe it means stab him in the heart with a sword? How do you know it means to cut off his head? Because we learn it from Egla Rufa. Here it says that the way you eradicate this shether of innocent blood is similar to the way that you get rid of the Egla Rufa by cutting off its head. Except it's not the same exact way because the Ohafta Recha Kamocha. Okay, Rashi. Va'ato Tevayer, Boser Arifakshi. After the Arifak says, and then you should eradicate. So it can't mean that if you find the murderer that you kill him, because we already learned that from the other Pasuk. So what does this Pasuk come to tell me? Misa Yotha, Besayef, Umitzara Simonim, Shiyomus Mayer. That you kill him not with a hatchet, because that's really degrading, and you don't kill him from the back of the neck but from the front, because then you get the jugular vein and the blood that goes to the brain or whatever first, and memela, his death comes faster. So that's a misa yofen. Okay, a little bit more. Kol cheirim asher yochara min ha'adam lo yipada lomali. We already learned like kol cheirim over here means somebody who's chayiv misa, we'll see. And you don't ransom him with money. We already had a pasuk that says you don't ransom somebody who's chayiv misa. So what do we need this pasuk for? Miboy lecha detanya. Menayin liyotze lihorig. Right? Person's going out to be killed. He's chayiv misa, and you're going to kill him. You haven't killed him yet, but the gzar din was already there, and he's already going out to be killed. How do you know v'omer echad erko alai? And somebody said his worth, his erech, I'm chayiv. Menayin shelo omer klum, right? Lo yipada. That's what we learn from here. There's no erech. There's no erech in for somebody who's chayiv misa, because he's worthless. Lo omer klum. Shenemar kol chaim rashi yochel minhorim lo yipada. Yochel af kolim shenigmar din. Okay, I might think that before the gmar din, somebody said erko alai, and then there was a gmar din, so now he's worthless. So I shouldn't have to give the erech. Kamash malon no. Talmud Lomer min ha'adam v'lo kol ha'adam min ha'adam, right? Lo yipada min ha'adam. That only sometimes is he worthless. When after the gemar din, but before the gemar din, he still has a worth. And if that's when you said erko alai, then what's it called? Then you're chayiv to pay. So first of all, the what's it called? There's two halachas here. We're going to get to it in a second. There's a din of domav alai and erko alai. Erchin has a set value for every person. Up to 30 days is one value, 30 days is a different value, right? A man is a different value than a woman, right? Different ages, different values. That's a set value. So this Mandiomer holds that even an Erech, which has a set value in the Torah, doesn't apply to somebody who's going to be killed. So therefore, if after the Gemar Din, when he's already Chayiv Misa, you said erko alai, you're not chayiv to pay anything. Okay. The other case is domav alai, not erech, but whatever he's worth as a slave, his actual value. The erech is not an actual value; it's a set amount that Torah said. That's erechin. But domim is where I say I want to give the value of that person, right? Not erech, but the domim. Then you figure out how much he's worth to sell as a slave. Okay, domav alai. So the Gemara says, "Ule Rebbe Hananya ben Akavya, the Omer Nerach when they should domo ksuvim." Rebbe Hananya ben Akavya says that if you say erko alai, even after he's chayiv misa, and he's on his way to being killed, you have to pay. Because there, it's not how much he's actually worth. It's a set amount the Torah gave. And even a person who's chayiv misa, as long as he's still alive, has that set amount. Right? Hai kol cheirem ayos. So what does he do with that pasuk? Can't learn the pasuk is talking about somebody who's chayiv misa, and you said erko alai that you're potter. Because you're not potter. Or it says, miboy aleicha detanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer, lefi shematzinu lemumasim bidei shamayim, shenosni mamon umischaper lohen, shenemar im kofer yusha salav. Right? Yochel af bidei adam kein. Right? You find that people are chayiv misa bidei shamayim. Like if you're sure kills somebody. So you pay him kofer yusha salav. What you pay for the shore takes the place of your misa. So you see that you can ransom misa bidei shamayim with money. Right? Yochel af bidei adam kein. I might think that misa bidei adam also you can ransom with money. Tamad lomer cheirem min ha'adam lo yipada. Right, the only elamisos chamuros shelo nitnu shigoson lechapara. I might think that's only very chomer misos where there's no what's it called kares b'shogeg, where you can have kapara with a chatos, but miso bidei adam where there is no what's it called shogeg, no kares that menelef is b'shogeg, you bring a chatos. Misos kalos shenitna shigosin lechaparim benayin. How about misos kalos? Rashi learns that includes ritzicha. Tosus learns doesn't include ritzicha. Includes like chil Shabbos or whatever, where if you did it b'shogeg, you bring a korban. Masha'en kein, there are other averas that if you did them b'shogeg, they're not koris. The chayiv misa bidei adam, you don't bring any chatas. There's no kapara b'shogeg. Tamad lomer kol cheirin. Right. So any misa you don't ransom with money. Samara says Veloma Mela Milo Tikhu Kofer Shamas Mina. We already learned that from a different pasuk. Lo Sikhu Kofer, don't take money and pater somebody for Misa. Lo Tishkul Mamoni Minevatifuri. Kol Khairim Lomali. So what do we need this pasuk for? Rashi. Shadom erko alai, kol cheirim, mash meloshin chayve misos, kemo zoveach lelokim yocharam. Right, somebody, yocharam means that he should be killed. So cheirim means somebody who's chayve misa. Erko alai, afopi she'erich eino lefi damim, elo lefi shonim, even though the erich is not according to his worth. It's a set amount the Torah gave according to his age. Lo amar klum, still, you don't have to pay. The miyei tekrohach, because the pasuk expressly excludes it. The high cheirim loshen hegdishu, and therefore the cheirim means kol cheirim, any hegdish that you give for somebody who's chayiv misa, what's it called? Lo yipada, you don't have to redeem it. Shadomav ksuvim b'torah lefishonim, v'lo domi lo omro domav alai. The domim ein lo, aval erich yesh lo. Right. So the Tanakama holds that he doesn't have any real value as a slave because he's going to be killed, but his set amount still applies to him. Lemumasim bidei shemayim can go mishaharik shoro es hanefesh dechsibe yumas. Somebody sure killed somebody, so the Torah says he should die, and it doesn't mean he should die bidei adam, but bidei shemayim. And then the Torah says in kofer yushasolav, instead of dying, he pays money. The low misas based in the nafkalam of Sanhedrin, most you must have makir otseyachu aritzichas vatahargo, viatahargo aritzichashora. The high you must be de shemayim. Therefore, the pasuk when it says you must doesn't mean be de other, means be de shemayim. Yochalav chayvi misas based in yiftigo moment. So I might think that you can ransom it with money, right? Chayrim in ha'adam, adam shemachuyiv chayrim. Person who's chayiv misa, right, don't ransom him with money. Ela misas chamuros. I might think it's only misas chamuros. Shalom nitnu shigosin lechapora. Kivan dekrolo pirish kol misos mistayech ishadis hachumra de'ein mamona matzilo a misas chamuros. Since the Torah didn't specify which kind of misos, maybe it's only the more serious misos you can't ransom with money. My niu, what are the more serious misos? Kigon ha'osa chabura ba'aviv, right, where there's no shogeg, right? You wound your father and mother. There's no din that if you do it b'shogeg, you bring a korban. Or goniv nefesh mi'Israel, a kidnapper. Also, there's no din that if b'shogeg, you bring a korban. She'ein kaporek suba b'shigoso. Shein korish bizdono lechayiv chatas b'shigosa. You only, what's it called, bring a chatas where there's misa and korish. But it's only misa without korish, you don't bring a chatas. Misos kalos, I know kol misa so amuros ben korish. Alzdono below hasra, yesh kapara b'shigosa b'chatas. Right, like chil shabbos. There, there's chiyuv misa b'mezid, but b'shogeg, your chayiv kares, what's it called? You bring a carbon, right? If you would did it b'mezid without edim, you get a kares. Wherever there's kares, b'mezid without edim, then there's chatos b'shogeg. Below hasra, yesh kapar b'shigosa b'chatos, kehon avonis achav shabbos arayis. Inami rotzeach sheish kapara shob, and Rashi includes even rotzeach. There's also kapara b'shogeg from Ari Miklat. Loma meila shomas lomi lo tikhu kofer. We already learned this halacha that you don't ransom somebody with money if he's chayiv misa from lo tikhu kofer, right? La nefesh lamus. Don't take money. Ha gabi rotzeach ksiva the nitne kapara l'shigaso. Vashmin and Krosh Shalo Yatsu Vasatsu Mamon. The Lam Lisu Kol Cherub. So why do you need the Pasuk Kol Cherub? Right? If we're saying now that it applies to even Misos that are Misos Kalos. So tomorrow we'll get to the Torah.